You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre. 3 minutes after the subject entered the West Building, there was a sufficient number of armed officers wearing body armor to isolate, distract, and neutralize the subject. The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children.
That is a powerful statement. This is June 21, 2022. You were listening to the Texas Department of Public Safety Commander, Steve McCraw. They're holding hearings in Texas right now on what happened at the Uvalde shooting. Of course, the Uvalde shooting happening May 24th, when an 18-year-old shot 19 students and two teachers, wounded 17 others. When I say he shot 19 students and two teachers, he killed 19 students and two teachers. Some students inside the classroom where the slaughter was taking place hid under a table that had a tablecloth, so he didn't see them. In another case, a young girl. Imagine, if you can, the horror of this young girl, all this unfolding, and she sees one of her friends, her classmates, bleeding, and she takes some of her blood and wipes it on her face and lays down as if she's been shot. Those kids are going to be haunted by that trauma for a long time to come, as will the parents, even if their children got out safely, and the police officers that were involved once they got inside, and those who were in command. We're going to take a closer look at that in the second hour. I'll remind you, we are live streaming at rumble.com. I encourage you to go to rumble.com right now, and you can enter in rumble.com for the entry, and then search engine Larry Connors USA. It's one word. Larry Connors USA. It'll take you to our channel where you see previous rumbles, and you'll also see a location to push for live. You can subscribe for free. It'll be delivered to you in your mailbox every day once the program is posted. You don't even have to look for it after that point. You can watch it later, as I know many of you do. Same thing for any part of the program you miss audio-wise, and especially if you want to share with other people. And I encourage you to do that. I see more and more of you doing that. You'll find the podcast at LarryConnorsUSA.com. Everything is Larry Connors USA branded, simple to find. So you can go to the podcast, lift it later, and share it as well. I thank you for doing so. We're also going to get in today on a couple of other things. That's this inflation issue, which Biden is playing all kinds of little gimmicks rather than dealing with the reality is that we were an independent energy country. We did not have to rely on anyone else under Trump. But the first thing Biden did was get in and wipe all that out and wants to get rid of all fossil and oil industry and force you into electric car, which you can't buy, which aren't available. And then how the hell are you going to power the battery anyway? They don't think that far ahead. They just think, well, this is what we want, and we are going to push you into it. And some of his gimmicks are getting almost more than stupid. And we're going to look at the terrorist activity coming through our border, continuing to be ignored. I don't know how we can, but we are, and we're going to pay a price for it. I pray to God it's not going to be a heavy price, but it will be for some. And then Hillary Clinton The January 6th commission hearing still underway, but Hillary Clinton still saying, and of course saying what the Democrats should and shouldn't do, and still does not really concede she lost the election. She's allowed to challenge the election of 2016. Stacey Abrams allowed to challenge the election that she should have won in her mind and governor. But if you're a Trump supporter or you think Trump should have won or you think something was fishy about it, you're an idiot, you're crazy, you should be locked up. That's their view. We've got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Make sure you and your friends, even your enemies, join us. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. All right, I'm going.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Your eyes are burning. You're sneezing. It's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a working man. Rocket man.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
He's actually intentionally, and I think he's even stated this, he's intentionally pushing things up to cause enough pain to force people onto this progressive left agenda. And sadly enough, the American people are the ones who are suffering because of that. Who is controlling the presidency really is the main question. I believe for a great part, Obama. This is really his third term. And I think the progressive left has hijacked Biden. And I think his agenda is put forth in front of him that, hey, you believe this. This is where we're taking the presidency. And I say this, it's going to be very important because when the November elections come around and Republicans take back the House and the Senate, we have precedent. You know, Clinton in his term when this happened actually pivoted. It's going to be very interesting to see if Biden is able to do that. I don't think he will. I don't think the progressive left will allow him to do that.
Well, that's a big point. The progressive left will not allow Biden to vary from their pattern and their plan. The person speaking then is Stephen Schork. He is the CEO of the Schork Investment Financial Group. And you heard him say, I think he's actually intentionally doing this because he wants you, as we have said repeatedly, Biden wants you to suffer, and you're going to suffer under Biden in this greenhouse, green pie in the sky theory as long as they can make you suffer. What, gas too much for you? Quit driving. Get a bicycle. Take public transportation. Oh, wait a minute, you can't even do that either? Well, guess you'll just have to stay at home. Oh, we may have to pass another stimulus package. Spend more money, print more money we don't have. We're going to get into that a little bit later this hour as well, too. You think we're dealing with inflation, just inflation? We are probably already in the recession. It has not been officially recognized. But what we're doing with our energy plan, granted, COVID caused issues in the beginning. I'm not taking that away. Granted, the Putin invasion of Ukraine caused additional problems. But riddle me this. Riddle me this. Why do you think Putin decided to invade Ukraine now? And I say now, 100 plus days ago. Because President Biden is in office. Not Trump, Biden. And the worry we have beyond there is China looking at Taiwan. Well, this is not going to get any easier going forward, folks. And you may suffer at the gas pump, and you may suffer when you try to buy food for your family, and I feel for you. Many are going to hurt more than others. If you can and you are able to help food pantries, they are desperately going to need your help. But aside from that, there are those who are going to suffer with deaths among their family members, especially worldwide, as a famine grips the world. And all of this still ties back in large part to the administration that is absolutely clueless of what to be doing. And our adversaries are taking advantage of it. And here in this nation, the president is clueless as to what should be done to help America, other than follow the plan dictated by the green energy progressive, destroy America, make them communist gathering members. What we have, it's funny, it reminds me, one of our employees here, a good friend of mine, he mentioned, you know, every time you say Sava, it reminds me of Cool Hand Luke. I said, yeah, and what we have here is a failure to communicate because this administration is not really communicating with the public. They're communicating only among themselves. When they do communicate, it's totally confusing. They don't get anything. They're not going to do anything to help you. They're just going to move along as long as they can. And they're going to try to really do everything they can in the closing 2 years. Unless 2022, we take control of the House and the Senate. You watch how much they try to jam through before the 2022 election. Now, when you were listening to those remarks a moment ago from Stephen Schork with Schork Financial, he was appearing on ABC's, or rather Fox News, with Maria Bartiromo. And so she was reporting this morning as to how the oil prices started this morning. Maria.
Oil prices are up this morning. Take a look. We've got Brent at 115.56, up 2%. Crude oil is at 111.20, up 1.5%. But that's way down from the highs of the year. The national average for the gallon of gasoline right now has dropped below $5 a gallon. It's at $4.96 right now. Joining us right now is the Schork Group principal, Stephen Schork. Stephen, great to see you. Your reaction to these moves in terms of gasoline pulling back. Do you see that as a positive for a long-term move?
Oh, at $4.96, Maria, absolutely not. We're still in unprecedented levels at this point. Levels, Maria, that Americans simply cannot afford.
Cannot afford it. They know we cannot afford it. We cannot afford it. And the other thing is, Short points out in this interview with Maria, I want you to listen as he talks about this, because the principal point here is when he says we can't afford it, we are finding ways to afford it. You know how we're doing it for a lot of people? And this is going to be crushing them in the future. We are now are at the fastest pace for credit card debt accumulation than we've been in 10 years.
My fear, Maria, going into the summer is people are so pent up, so fed up with COVID that they're going to go on their vacations. Gasoline demand, despite these prices, is very strong. So they're going to continue to spend come heck of high water because they want to get out. They've got that cabin fever, and they're going to reconcile the bills when they come due in the fall. And that said, Maria, we have never had an environment like this with these high prices, not just at the pump, but also more importantly at the grocery counter. And we've never avoided recession. So we are on the cusp of recession if we're not already in recession. But bygone, Maria, we are definitely headed towards recession.
And look at it this way. If that's the way it's going to look come fall, behind that comes Christmas. How much more do you think we're going to escalate credit card debt? It's all gotten down to the fact that this administration immediately shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Pipes still laying on the ground out there. Shut down oil and gas land leases. Then decided to open them up. But then the Interior Department said, no, some folks don't like this. So they shut them down again. Oh, and then Biden and the administration, they were talking the other day that maybe they'll give you a gas rebate card that you can pass along. And they've come up with another great idea. This will really save you a ton of money. They want to eliminate the federal gas tax. And again, Stephen Schork of Schork Financial says, what a joke.
And what about the president's idea? He's now considering a federal gas tax holiday. It could come by the end of the week, this announcement. Do you think that would move the needle on getting prices down?
Well, the federal tax is 18 cents, whoopee. So if we just want to do the simple math, we'll take another 18 cents. So at $4.96, now we're talking national gasoline around $4.75. Maria, that is still 15 cents more than what we were paying a month ago before the Memorial Day holiday. So we're not even in the peak demand season, to your point. We have to get, once we hit the 4th of July holiday, and in July and up through Labor Day is when we consume the most gas. And at these current prices, even with the current pullback, we're still looking at prices that are in unbelievable levels.
And they're not going to get any better. You know they're not. Oh, you may see a dip here and there. And, of course, look for Biden again to dip into our strategic oil reserve. I cannot stress enough to you how important the strategic oil reserve is. You know why it's called the strategic oil reserve? It's because it's meant for a strategic situation. It is meant for an emergency. I mean, when you don't call 911 to complain about not getting enough pickles on your hamburger. Well, I take it back. Some of you might, but that's not the purpose. You don't call 911 to ask for directions to grandma's house. You don't. Well, again, some of you might. But the strategic oil reserve is just like our 911 call. We are now, as of May 16th, we're now a month away from this date that I want to give you right here. As of May 16th, and I'm waiting for the latest numbers to come through now as I'm speaking to you, the amount of crude oil in our strategic reserve dropped by 5 million barrels in the week to May 18. That's data, again, from our government, the Department of Energy. Now, the quick facts about our strategic petroleum reserve, we had its highest capacity of 727 million barrels in December 2009. Now, then we had a hurricane hit in 2008, so they had to pull some out. That was a true emergency. You have oil rigs shut down, you have refineries shut down, you've got to get oil out, you got to dip into it. The average price paid for the oil in the reserve currently is at $29.70 a barrel compared to what we are paying elsewhere right now. But then, of course, don't forget, President Biden has a plan. You might call it a vacation. I'm going to call it a vacation. But he's going to go abroad and basically with hat in hand, begging.
He is going to Riyadh to ask a man that he was just a few months ago still calling a murderer. He is now going to go to him and ask him, when's the last time the president went to Houston, Maria? When is the last time the president reached out personally to the industry in Houston and our friends up in north, up in Calgary, and asked them to increase production? Yeah. So here, once again,
that's
we have
point.
A president that you know, here's a president who would rather talk to terrorists than Texans. And he is going to Riyadh. Wow. He is going to another socialist thug down in Venezuela, trying to get them to increase production. Being that Venezuelan, that oil is the dirtiest oil in the world. He'd rather have Venezuela put more oil on the market than people from Texas put more oil on the market. His moves are an absolute disgrace.
Absolute disgrace. We began this segment by, I misidentified. You were listening at the beginning of Congressman Greg Murphy, Republican of North Carolina, talking about how Biden wants you to suffer. I want to conclude this segment by again going back to Congressman Greg Murphy, Republican of North Carolina, and a question for Maria to him.
It feels like every time the president talks about this, he reiterates that, look, we're in a transition. And yeah, suck it up. You have to pay gasoline prices up at these elevated prices in order to come out on the other side and buy an electric vehicle. Is that what this is about?
It is, Maria. You know, I was thrilled to be able to buy gas for $4.34 last night. You know, the Biden and his administration, the progressive left, are chasing this quixotic dream that if we all go to renewables, world climate change will stop happening. You know, let's just be real about this. Climate change has happened on this earth for billions of years. We want our environment to be clean. I mean, who doesn't? But, you know, we actually ought to be spending, instead of the billions and trillions of dollars of bankrupting the world in America, for that matter, rather to be working on adaptation rather than changing things that are really not going to matter at all.
Not going to matter at all for generations to come. When we've got oil available, coal available now. Germany was going to go completely green when the Nord Stream line got second line got cut down from Russia because of Russian invading Ukraine. They're going back to their coal mines. When we continue, I want to pick up with again with Congressman Murphy, Republican, and talking about the fact that he has no doubt we are already in a recession. It's just not being acknowledged.
Larry Connors, USA.
This fantasy that we're not going to go in a recession is absolutely absurd. Secretary Yellen said that. Biden has said that. You know, guys, when prices are so high and consistently high, people have to choose between gas, food, and other disposable items. Well, the disposable items are going to go out the window. They're not going to purchase this. So we will be going into a recession. I'm not an economist. It doesn't take an economist degree to see that. But this inflation is not going to go away anytime soon. And so that's what we're going to face.
That's what we're going to face. That's what we are facing. Again, those are the words of a Republican Congressman, Greg Murphy, Republican of North Carolina. He said, I'm not an economist, but I can see the writing on the wall. You can see the writing on the wall. Your kids are able to see it, even if they don't understand the meaning of the words yet. They might be perfect candidates to be in the White House right now. I will tell you that. Let's don't do that. I know you love your kids way too much to put them into that toxic environment. So Murphy admits he's not an economist. Well, here's an economist in his view. This is Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes, head of Forbes, CEO of Forbes magazine, financial knowledge, information. He does know what we're facing.
I think a lot of Democrats, whatever they say publicly, are going to start to get queasy. Are you going to pass a big tax increase, another spending blowout, which people now associate with rising prices, when the economy is going into recession or a real slowdown? I mean, after all, this administration, you never know it from hearing them. The first quarter was down. Second quarter, best, will be flat. third and fourth quarters, at best flat. So where's this great prosperity? Sounds like prosperity's around the corner, a very far corner with this crowd.
It's around the corner. You got to go. It's somewhere. Do you know where Pecos, Texas is? I do. You know Texas where it is from wherever you are right now. It might be closer to you if you're listening in the Texas area than those who are listening in Chicago or in the Philippines or wherever we have our audience scattered and listening. But once you get there, there's a corner I could point you to, and I could say, go around that corner and everything will be solved. The seller used to sell something called spud nuts, kind of like a donut. It won't solve it. It'll make you happy, get you fatter, and you enjoy eating it. And Steve Ford said, here they are talking about another tax. And here's the real key. With the Fed hiking 0.75 point, just hiking 0.75 point starting there, he said, I'm seeing signs that the Fed itself, not only clueless, but is in panic.
What the Fed should do is start aggressively selling its bond portfolio, free the bonds, and in that way get it back into the private sector. They show no signs of doing that. That would be more meaningful than interest rates. All that does is artificially raise the cost of things. That should be set by borrower and lender. So unfortunately, the Fed, the only way they know how to fight inflation, Larry, is crushing demand in the economy. That's why I think we're facing the real dangers of a real downturn. Then the question becomes, what will the Fed do next when things start to hit the fan? We have an exchange rate crisis perhaps brewing with Japan. Big crisis there. Will the Fed panic when things start to go south?
Yeah, they probably will. They already have. I mentioned to you the other day before the Fed hiked 0.75 point. I'd had a conversation with a banker just the night before while we were playing poker. He's not using the bank's money. Don't worry about that. He's got great ethics. He wouldn't do that. But we're talking about what's going on. I said, wouldn't you think they're going to do two more hikes the rest of the year, maybe three? This is before the hike of 0.75 point was made. He said, not likely three, I think two. I said, well, you think what, stay in the 0.25 point level? He said, yeah, they might push one of them to 0.5 point. And the very next day, boom, 0.75 point right in your face. Oh, there's panic underway. But like the pilot does of the commercial airliner, when all kinds of hell's breaking loose, you simply say, ladies and gentlemen, we might be arriving a little late. Stay comfortable. And then we have to worry about foreign terrorists coming into our country. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden costs. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
As you know, there's a case where they released a male alien from Texas facility. The vetting didn't get back for 2 days. So they released him. When the vetting came back, he was hot on the terrorist watch list. And it took ICE a couple months to locate and arrest him. Now, how many more like that? And I keep going back to the 800,000 gotaways. Right, that we know there's 800,000 recorded gotaways because they're on camera or they're on drone traffic. We have videos of them. Border Patrol couldn't respond. They've arrested people from 161 different countries. Some of those countries sponsor terrorism. Terrorists don't want to be arrested. How many of the 800,000 came into this country and they're known suspected terrorists going to do us harm? That's an issue. But now we even know those in custody are being released so quickly, vetting isn't properly done.
Do you hear what he just said? Even though we know terrorists have gotten into our country across the border, we've caught 50 or so that we know are on no-fly list. You know why they're on the no-fly list? Because they're terrorists, suspected terrorists. They're not allowed to get on a plane to come into our country. But with a wide-open border, let me correct that. Let me correct that. We don't have a wide-open border. We have no border. And as you listen right then to Tom Holman, former acting ICE director, he knows of what he speaks. He said, you look at the getaways, 700,000 getaways. By that, they see them. They got pictures of them on drones or other security cameras, but they don't have the agents to go chase them down. So they don't know who those folks are at all. And the ones they do pick up now, as you heard him say, they're processing them so quickly to get them back out because they don't want it to appear that Border Patrol areas are being overrun. So they're just quickly processing, there you go. Putting them on a plane overnight, putting them on a bus, doing anything, dropping them off in communities that are not ready. Even San Antonio today. The mayor of San Antonio says, do not do that to us. We are barely able to take care of our own people, our own Americans, our own San Antonio residents. We don't want you dropping off illegals in our city, because they're going to suck up resources we have set aside to help the indigent and poor and those suffering in San Antonio. That's what their job is to do as the mayor there, is take care of his residents. That's what Biden was supposed to be doing for us as a nation, to take care of this nation. He has failed, I want to just say miserably, I would say criminally. That's right, criminally. Because he took an oath of office, which every cabinet member, every member of Congress has to take, every man, woman going into the military. Oh, go ahead and add the transgender in if you want to also. They also have to take the oath, I will swear to protect this country. Biden has failed because he sold out or is being led around by the nose by the green pie in the sky folks who believe more and more illegals will help Democrats stay in power forever. They're wrong about that. They're beginning to see it. I pointed this out several times now. Myra Flores, a Republican Latino in Texas in a Texas congressional district, has just flipped that from blue to red. She is a congresswoman-elect at this point from Texas. And other Latinos along the border the same way. Well, you think, my God, why are they against their own people coming across? Maybe they hate brown people, as we were told by the liberals about Trump. He doesn't want them in the country because they hate brown people. They are brown people. No, they hate it because they know it's going to strain sources that are available for them, jobs for them, schools for them. They don't want all this illegal immigration going on. And on top of that, the warning to black Americans, you have been the holy grail for many Democrats in the sense that if we can get that, we can hold America forever. And, of course, most of those that are after that are also the so-called privileged white older men, women. And there are some black Americans in there with them. But they thought they'll all follow us to where we tell them we'll take them to the promised land as long as they go vote for what we say we want. But you folks that have been doing that and you're a black of color, you're going to be pushed aside. You're going to be pushed aside for Latinos, or Latinx, as they like to call it, because they're going to become a bigger voice, a bigger vote. You'll be pushed aside just like women in sports have been pushed aside by transgenders who want to invade their territory. That's probably the third or fourth time I've given you that warning. I hope some of you spread it. I know we have a lot of black and Latino listeners. I have met some of you in person. I encourage you to remind others to listen to this program. I encourage you to tell them what I just said, that they're going to be disposable, black Americans anyway, because you're not going to be that important anymore to the Democrat Party. But the bigger deal right now is all the terrorists that are trying to come into the country, and they're going to get in by whatever means they want. I want to take you back something real quick. April of this year, just a couple months ago, is an article written by the Center for Immigration Studies. And it says in 2018, when President Trump said Islamic terrorist subjects were crossing America's southern border, mixing in with Central American caravans, just about everyone with a megaphone called him a fear-mongering, anti-immigrant liar. They did. Well, you just heard Tom Holman, former acting ICE director, say, no, they're coming in. They're mixing in with the caravans. He said, but there is a simple way. Tom Holman says there's a simple way to put a stop to this.
Day one, they take Congress back. They need to impeach Mayorkas. He has ignored the oath he took. He has made this country less safe. He's the Secretary of Homeland Insecurity at this point, because the border is out of control. This is a national security issue. I don't care what your opinion is on illegal immigration. It's not about illegal immigration anymore. Terrorists are crossing the border. We know that. Fentanyl is crossing the border, killing over 100,000 Americans. This is beyond an immigration crisis. Something needs to be done.
Something needs to be done, right, and done quickly. And in fact, tomorrow, I was going to schedule him today, but he's been a little bit of a call. John Daniel Davidson wrote a great piece for The Federalist, also talking about how the illegal immigration is now an industrial-scale immigration smuggling black market. And the terrorists pay extra money to make sure they get across and they don't get stopped. They got the money to do it because it comes out of Iran or any other country that wants to destroy America from inside. Have we forgotten 9/11 that quickly? And Holman says, this is what needs to be done.
You've got to enforce the law. If they want to stop, turn on the Trump policies. People are going to say what they want about President Trump. They say his policies are inhumane. He gave us the most secure border in my lifetime. Illegal immigration down to a 40-year low, down 83 to 90%. The border is locked down. And when the border is locked down, you save lives. This administration, since Joe Biden became president, has 2.9 million encounters. Add to that the 800,000. That's 3.7 million people crossing the border. That is beyond anything I could imagine. That's historic numbers, right? But Biden says his policies are humane. And I'll argue, because record number of migrants have died in the first year of Joe Biden, more than any year I can remember. Over 100,000 Americans have died from the drugs or porn across the border, because 70% of the border patrols are no longer online. Cartels are making billions. The sex trafficking, women, children are sky high. His policies are inhumane. Trump policies not only were humane, they save lives, they protect our sovereignty.
And there will be stories in the future, tragic stories of children who were smuggled across, posing as a family member, when they were sold into sex abuse rings, and that's how they spend the rest of their life until they're dead, or unless they escape. It's happening every day, every night. Pray for them, because the government's doing nothing. Coming up, Roe v. Wade, do we have an update? Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, "We see you here all the time." I said, "Yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador. Truth is, I've been an Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor in it.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So we still have no decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on the Dobbs v. Mississippi case, which involves at the heart of it Roe v. Wade. That was considered, it had been considered the law of the land since it was passed that way. Not on the basis that the Constitution provides you the right to have an abortion. It does not. Find it in there for me. Find it in there in the U.S. Constitution where it says you have the right to an abortion. Find it for me. You're not going to find it. You'll find it under the 14th Amendment as to how they massaged it at that time in 73 to make it part of the Privacy Amendment. Invade your privacy to not let you have that. So if the decision and when it does come down, it does what we expect it will do. It's not going to outlaw abortion. I cannot stress that to you enough. It will not outlaw abortion in the U.S. of A. You got it? What it will do is send it back to the states and let the states decide. Some states already have, quote, trigger laws ready to go, that if that happens within a matter of 30 to 60 days or less, they will have either a special session of their legislature and enact laws that ban any abortion in their state, sometimes for any reason, sometimes with certain restrictions, the health of the mother, or something else of that nature. They're the states. They can make their own decision. There will be states that will be, we're wide open. All to the point of if the baby's in the birth canal coming out, we can abort at that moment. Does anybody think that's right? Seriously? It's bad enough to say we're going to accept the third trimester, the last 3 months of pregnancy. You know there's a fully developed child. You do know that, don't you? You want to argue over the heartbeat at 6 weeks if it is or isn't a baby? Do you know a rock that has a heartbeat? But beyond that, we will see what happens. Now, we've already seen the distractions, the assaults, the protests, the march in front of the federal U.S. Justice Department, I should say the Supreme Court Justice Holmes, that may well vote to reverse the Dobbs v. Mississippi case, which would in turn overturn Roe v. Wade, no longer the law of the land. There have been threats against him already. We have said repeatedly, maybe Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, is holding this for the last thing for the court to issue, because then they're going to be out of there. Because there have been threats, too, that those folks, if they don't get what they want, they will burn down the U.S. Supreme Court and assault it and attack it. They're already attacking pregnancy fertilization clinics. You explain to me why those who are all about abortion, saying it's my body, my choice, that you think you have a right then to attack a fertility clinic where a woman, it's her body and her choice, and she wants to have a baby. And tell me if there's not another option, that if you are pregnant and you don't want the baby, that there are many couples out there that would love to have a baby. They can't. They will provide that child a loving home. Unless you want to cut it up and yank it out into bits and pieces and then sell off parts to some lab firms, getting enough money maybe to buy a Porsche, as one of the Planned Parenthood authorities had said. But in the meantime, I want you to keep something else in mind. Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, unsurprisingly, weighed in on the abortion cases on everybody's mind. And then she displayed her usual tenuous grasp of the truth. This is as it written in an article in The Federalist, not my quotes. So I give them the credit. She said, Ireland, Italy, Mexico has had legislative initiatives to expand a woman's right to choose, very Catholic countries, she stated. But her narrative that seems common on both sides of the Atlantic is wrong. Recently, according to the writer for this Federalist piece, a Swedish colleague told me abortion is a major topic in Sweden right now. He wasn't talking about abortion laws in Sweden. It's not on the agenda of any political party. Swedes are frequently discussing the abortion laws in the U.S. of A. And many of them contain perplexity. Swedes take for granted the U.S. already has draconian abortion laws. Abortion is legal until 18 weeks in Sweden. In other words, it will be tougher to get an abortion in Sweden than in the U.S. of A. As it is now, and if Roe v. Wade, quote, is overturned, the power goes back to the states. In some states, it will be tougher. But those states that are willing to have it, you couldn't get an abortion as soon as 18 weeks in Sweden. Coming up, we're going to focus on Uvalde and the shooting. They're having a major Texas hearing. Who's responsible? Who's at fault? While we grieve over the children.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.